Number 32. It was Saturday, so Mr. Smith didn't have to go to work. It had snowed heavily the night before, and Mr. Smith's young son, Bobby, had a new sledge, which he was very eager to try out. There was a good slope in a park not far from the Smith's house, which children often used for their sledges, so Mr. Smith agreed to take Bobby there in the car. They put the sledge in and went off. When they reached the park, they found that there were already a lot of boys there with their sledges. They were sliding down the slope at great speed and then pulling their sledges up again for another go. After a few minutes, Mr. Smith noticed that there was one poorly dressed little boy there who didn't have a sledge. This boy had flattened out an old cardboard box and was sliding down the slope on that. Mr. Smith felt very sorry for this poor boy and determined to ask Bobby to lend him his sledge a few times. But before he could catch Bobby to speak to him, he was surprised and delighted to notice that several of the older boys in the park were lending the poor boy their sledges. Mr. Smith watched them carefully and suddenly realized that the bigger boys were not doing this because they felt sorry for the poor boy, but because they enjoyed riding on his cardboard box more than on their expensive sledges. They were actually waiting impatiently for a turn on the flattened cardboard box.
One. Why did Mr. Smith not have to go to work? Two. How had the weather been the night before? Three. Who was very eager to try out a new sledge? Four. Where was there a good slope which children could use for their sledges? Five. What were boys with their sledges doing in the park? Six. Who did not have his own sledge? On what was he sliding down? 8. Who were lending the poor boy their sledges? 9. Why were they doing this? 10. What were they waiting for?